Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ang pangunahing stock index ng Estados Unidos, ang Dow Jones Industrial Average, ay umabot sa maraming matataas na record sa mga nakalipas na panahon. At ito ay umabot sa mahigit na 30% mula sa antas bago naganap ang inaugurasyon ni Pangulong Donald Trump noong nakaraang taon. Subalit maaako ba niya ang credit sa mga pagtaas na ito na palagi niyang sinasabi? Narito ang ulat ni Ricardo Goncalves na sinalin sa wikang Filipino. Malakas na 12 buwan para sa Wall Street na kung saan ang mga share ay umangat ng hanggang 30%. Lalong pinahaba nito ang tinatawag na bull run o pagtaas ng halaga na nagsimula noong taong 2009 pagkatapos ng pandaigdigang krisis pananalapi na kung kailan ang Federal Reserve ay naglimbag ng salapi para pasiglahin ang ekonomiya. At sa paliwanag ng analisang John Noonan ng Thomson Reuters, si Pangulong Barack Obama ang pangulo noong panahong iyon.
I mean, the stock market went up 130% under Obama, and when he came in 2008, the stock market had been absolutely trashed. He never really once mentioned or used the rise in the stock market as validating his presidency. It's not what presidents do, particularly when there's other factors at play.
Subalit ang kapansin-pansin ay kung ano ang ginagawa ni Pangulong Donald Trump. Ang pagmamalaki niya sa Twitter hinggil sa pagkakaroon ng mataas na record tulad halimbawa noong 3 ng Agosto, "The stock market at an all-time high. That doesn't just happen." Ang merkado ng pananalapi ay nasa pinakamataas na punto sa unang pagkakataon at hindi lamang basta yun nagaganap. At noong 19 ng Disyembre, "We never had 70 Dow records in 1 year period. Wow!" O, "Hindi tayo nagkaroon ng 70 Dow records sa loob ng isang taon. Wow!" Sinabi ni John Noonan, maaring akuin ni Trump ang ilan sa mga credit.
He certainly helped the market rise probably more than it would have had he not been president. I think the Trump policies and Trump's business-friendly attitude has certainly given the U.S. market probably more of a lift than other global markets. And yes, he has added to what was already a very strong bull run.
Ang impluwensya ni Donald Trump sa merkado ng pananalapi sa Estados Unidos ay kagulat-gulat mula sa biglang pagtaas nito pagkatapos ng kanyang pagkahalal. Pagkatapos ng kanyang inaugurasyon, umangat ang merkado nang ipahayag niya ang kanyang plano na i-deregulate ang mga bangko. Subalit ipinaliwanag ni John Noonan, ang tunay na pagtaas ay naganap pagkatapos niyang i-detalye ang kanyang plano sa buwis at pagkatapos maipasa ang mga planong yun noong mga katapusang araw ng nakaraang taon.
You know, they claim that it was a big cut for the middle class, but it really wasn't. I mean, in fact, in some states like New York and New Jersey and California, the middle class will probably be worse off from these tax cuts than they were before. But for big business, for multinationals, for big Wall Street companies, the tax cut was fantastic.
Si Niamh Dagan, isang analista sa Peak Asset Management, sinabi niya ang pagbabawas sa buwis na iyon ay malamang na mag-aangat sa mga kita ng mga kumpanya na inaasahang magpapatuloy na magpapalago sa ekonomiya sa liderato ni Donald Trump.
We've seen the unemployment at 4.1%. Over 200,000 new jobs have been created in the last several months, and that U.S. economy is really striving away.
Subalit sinabi ni John Noonan, maaaring magkaroon ng hadlang sa hinaharap.
It'll be very interesting to see what happens in the second half of the year, because we're getting to levels where companies are very highly valued, and we're also going to be seeing a lot of central bank tightening. We're going to see central banks starting to hike rates, normalize policy. And don't forget this 100-month stock market rally we've seen. A lot of it has been due to the fact that central banks have been printing money like it's going out of style. This has really helped the market. They're going to start taking that back now.
Si Niamh Dagan ay sumang-ayon sa karamihan.
It is, the market is perceived as overvalued. So look, we believe that the market or the U.S. Fed will increase interest rates by about 1 or 2 times throughout 2018. And we believe that the U.S. market, or in terms of the stock market, will probably top off around that 25,500-26,000 level and have a little bit of a pullback around that 3-5% before another leg up.
At yun ang magpapabagal sa patuloy na pag-angat ng merkado sa Wall Street.
Ibahagi ang iyong saloobin at tasahin ang podcast na ito sa iTunes. Makakatulong ito sa iba na mahanap kami.